Hi everyone, my name is Sahil Patel. This is Shelly Sachdeva, our guest for today. So we will be discussing about an interesting topic today, which is Airbnb rivaling hotels for cheaper rate. So Ms. Shelly, do you feel like this is the diminishing point for the hotel business and their revenue?
Hi Sahil. I personally feel it is really hard to say, but it is surely making a huge impact, right, on the businesses, and the market is getting even tighter. And in terms of pricing, I feel like it is really a tough competitor. What do you say?
Do you think it is a positive impact or a negative?
It's kind of both. So I feel because it is a revenue opportunity for disabled and senior people category. So it can be negative due to other outcomes due to Airbnb, because you will have to spend a lot more money on the maintenance of your house.
Yeah, I personally feel that too. So what do you prefer, Airbnb or a hotel?
I personally feel hotel is much better in terms of security and housekeeping, because you won't be getting the same level of hygiene in an Airbnb room, right, than a hotel room. But Airbnb has its own benefits, such as you can use the host's kitchen. If you plan to make something, you cannot do the same in a hotel, right, Sahil?
Interesting. So how do you feel Airbnb has a connection with the locality or neighborhood atmosphere? Do you get to feel the same when living in a hotel?
To live in an Airbnb house has a vast difference. You get a feeling that you belong to the neighborhood. You see the neighborly activity, like people coming out their houses, kids playing and stuff like this. So it makes you feel more home away from home, and you can enjoy your vacations and trip at the same time. So, but some people might not feel the exact same as I do and might not want that feeling. They might want to really feel they are away from home and relax, forgetting the house troubles. So it's just a matter of preference how they want it. But I personally feel like Airbnb is much better. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the most inviting factor of Airbnb, according to you?
For me, it's the casual atmosphere. For example, in a hotel, things are very professional, right? But in case of Airbnb, it is not. Again, it is a matter of preference.
Sounds good. So what do you say about larger groups? What do you prefer when in terms of larger group? Would you prefer living in an Airbnb house when you have a large group? I mean, you have like a family, like 8 or 9 people. What would you prefer in terms of money? Like, would Airbnb be cheaper than a hotel, or you would prefer a hotel room?
For sure, Airbnb would be a lot more cheaper for a larger group. Definitely Airbnb, because they have options of renting the whole house where the host does not live without you, and kind of have freedom and privacy, and it's pretty affordable as compared to a hotel, right?
Yeah, I feel that too. Thank you so much, Shelly Sachdeva.
You're welcome, Sahil.